Proclamation number 8230 of 1st of August, 1962. Eternal Creator, will of God. Realize that my love is unlimited and that this love is constantly creatively active, that it is strength itself from which everything emerges. Every thought of mine becomes a form, regardless of whether earthly or spiritual creations emerge. This is why the process of creation will not stop either, because my love does not stop and nothing is impossible for my strength of love. The spiritual substance which still has to be redeemed, which once fell away from me and still has to spend endless times in a completely hardened state before I let it become matter, which now starts the path of ascent development, still requires creations on a scale you are unable to imagine. But irrevocably all fallen spiritual substances will once pass through creation, because otherwise a return to me is not possible. For it has to be considered that the apostasy also lasted eternal times and the return requires endless times again. And new creations are always necessary which are to receive the fallen spirits. But I overlook everything, and my wisdom and love also recognize the possibility of success of such an endless course through creations of all kinds. My will to create is always stimulated anew because my love is immeasurably great and wants to externalize itself and therefore continuously radiates strength into infinity, which becomes active again according to the law of eternity. I am from eternity and will be until all eternity. My love will have no end and therefore also my creative will be tirelessly active, because my love wants to express itself, and this happens through constant creating and enlivening of the created. For the human being it is impossible to imagine this because he is still subject to the law of time and space and in his imperfect state he is also limited in his thinking. But for me there is no limitation, and for me there is no time either, for me 1,000 years are like a day. And even this designation is only to be understood figuratively, because I myself am not subject to the law of time and space. But I want to give you information as far as you are receptive to it, and just as an infinitely wide sea contains countless drops of water and this comparison is already incomprehensible to you, so also my being, my working, my love, wisdom and might will remain eternally unfathomable to you. And yet I am, and you can experience me myself in my love, wisdom and power. You cannot deny me, for my works in creation around you prove me. And again, I can only reveal myself as far as you are able to grasp it yourselves. And no matter how much you think about it, your intellect will not be able to fathom me, nor will it be able to comprehend my creation and activity. Yet as soon as love unfolds in your heart your primal element will break through, and only then will you gain the right understanding for my reign and activity, even if you will never be able to fathom me myself and my being in all its depth. My strength of love will never be exhausted and therefore my creative will also be tirelessly active, for my kingdom is a living world where everything is creatively active which emerged perfectly from my hand and remained in its perfection or, after an endless course through creation, returned to me again as my child and therefore is also active in the same sense, in the same will, as the Father, the great God of eternity, who is unlimited and will also create and work unlimitedly for all eternity. Amen.